The very first. Origins of famous phrases and customs, and the little-known stories behind them. Today's episode, well, maybe more than you ever wanted to know about that antique, society-changing phenomenon, the typewriter. The term typewriting was coined in an article in the Scientific American magazine in the 1860s. The first practical typewriter was invented by Christopher Latham Sholes and Carlos Glidden. It was marketed by the Remington Arms Company, until then known for their guns, in 1873. Early typewriters were sluggish and were easily jammed. To fix the problem, Sholes redid his keyboard with an alphabetic arrangement to one which separated the most frequently used letters, thus the QWERTY keyboard, named for the keys on the top left row. Because typists of the day used the hunt-and-peck system, Sholes never imagined that typing would ever be faster than handwriting, usually around, 20 words a minute or less. Around 1878, Mrs. L.V. Longley, the head of a Cincinnati stenographer school, started teaching her students 10-finger typing, which quickly replaced the 2-finger method, and typing speeds began soaring. Late in 1874, Mark Twain sat down at his typewriter and wrote to his brother, "I'm trying to get the hang of this newfangled writing machine, but I'm not making a shining success of it." In 1883, he became the first author to send a typed manuscript to his publisher. It was Life on the Mississippi. Twain didn't type it. He paid others to do it. The first model that resembled a modern typewriter was the Underwood No. 1, introduced around 1895. George C. Blickendorfer of Samford, Connecticut, produced the first electric typewriter in 1902. By the turn of the century, the typewriter was like a personal computer was around 1990. The commercial pressures were tremendous, with companies floating and going broke trying to gain market shares and trying to devise the perfect writing machine. Prior to the typewriter, the only vocations acceptable for proper women were clerical and nursing. Social historians credit the typewriter with bringing millions of women into the workforce in the 20th century as typists, secretaries, and stenographers. The last significant development before the typewriter was largely replaced by the word processor occurred in 1961 when IBM began marketing the Selectric, which used a rotating ball to print the characters while the carriage never moved. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.